You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, here with my friend Chris Haft, who has been keeping up with the Giants throughout the offseason for that wonderful website. And Chris, you know, I have to say, like, when I saw that Brandon Crawford signed this six-year deal to stay in a Giants uniform for a very long time, my first thought was, oh, he's such a nice person. Of course, you remember I covered the Giants during the All-Star game and just had a delightful conversation with him. So it has nothing to do with ability or anything, but I was just so happy to see that he got this deal because he's just a really nice guy.
He is a nice guy, Allison. It's nice to say that nice guys still exist in this game. Even Brian Sabian, you'd think he's, flea-bitten baseball guy, been around the mill, not that sentimental. He said even he was moved to say that Brandon is a better person off the field than he is on the field. For Brian Sabian to say that, you know it's genuine. And, after the press conference, I caught up with Brandon because I had to do gather some stuff from him for a feature story. And he just made, it'd be too complex to explain here on the air, but he just made a little inside joke that, we've shared, over the years. And, after being handed $75 million, he still remembered, this joke, and he is just a normal guy. His wife is about to have their third kid, and he just likes normal people stuff, being a family man. So he just happens to be a fabulous shortstop at the same time.
That's great. Good for him. Growing family. So let's go over. And it's nice that his legacy will be something a little bit more than like doing that hilarious John Stamos impression during that Full House video that I still like crack up every time I think about it. And every time I hear his name, that's what I think about. But let's think about his. It's a six-year deal, $75 million. So he signed through 21. So the Giants basically bought out his last two arbitration years, and that carries him through. So. That provides some stability for him, obviously, but also some stability at that position, a very important position. And that's one less thing the Giants have to worry about moving forward.
Yes. They could conceivably, with guys like Duffy under control, Matt Duffy, the third baseman, now Brandon's under control. Matt will be under control for the next 5 years. They've got Crawford under control for six. Joe Panic, if he gets healthy, he'll be under control for, 4 or 5 years. And, Brandon Belt's brings up the rear, so to speak, at really 2 years. But, probably no reason to believe he's going anywhere. They could really have an intact infield.
Yeah. So moving on, Matt Duffy, I mean, we've been talking about him a lot. We talked about him a lot in the second half of last season. So he finished his second in Rookie of the Year voting, which I thought was pretty impressive. And I'm not sure that he really got enough attention just from on a national scale, but I guess he did among the writers because he was in the mix there. Of course, being in the Rookie of the Year running in the National League with Chris Bryant being in the running is probably like what the movies back in like the mid-90s when Titanic was up for an Oscar probably felt like. Like, he got no shot, but it's nice to be mentioned in the same company. So that's pretty cool for Duffy, a guy that attracted a lot of attention just for how little he weighed, more than his ability at the beginning. He turned out to be a pretty good player.
A real good player, Allison, and it'll be interesting to see. I'm not slamming Chris Bryant at all. I think Chris Bryant is an electric talent, but it'll be fun to see over the years how they both develop, who does develop into the better, more productive player. Matt may have an edge on him defensively, and there's something to be said there. Matt, we all know how important defense is. What was kind of neat, I really didn't get into it in my story, but the day of the announcement, Matt was speaking on MLB Network, and I was a guest on MLB Network, and he had to show up at at Angel Stadium to do his little spot. And he told me afterward that he started getting excited to play baseball again, just being there at a ballpark. You know,
wow.
here the season's been barely over a month, and he's ready to go back out there again.
It's nice to be young. I would imagine, though. I mean,
yeah.
It's different. I remember when I first started in baseball, and I was telling my parents, I'm like, you know, I'm around people that cannot wait to get to work. They can't wait to get to their job. Speaking of the people in uniform, the managers, coaches, the players. And my dad said, you know, that's amazing because I spent an entire career being around people who hated their jobs. And so it's really so different from our perspective. I mean, these guys really love what they do.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's no Mondays, so to speak.
No. So a little off topic, but a very cool thing that just was announced. The Presidential Medal of Freedom will go to two Hall of Famers, Willie Mays being one of them, Yogi Berra, who passed away on September 22nd. He will also be presented at the Medal of Freedom. So this is very cool. And Willie Mays, drafted by the Army in 1952 during the Korean War, and returned to the majors in 54 and won an MVP and won the World Series with the Giants. So talking about a complete player, he is a complete person and a complete American. So that's got to be very cool for not just the Giants organization, but really everybody in baseball to see this happening.
I can't get this. If we start talking about Willie Mays, I may not stop for an hour. You know, he was my he was my idol growing up, and it's just neat. You know, he really is an American original in my mind. You know, the basket catch, just the way he does things, the flair he had on the field. I came to baseball toward the end of his career. Admittedly, he was on the downside of his career, but I saw enough of him to understand just how great he was and just how great he must have been at his peak. Just the way he did things, he bonded with President Obama kind of on the flight they flew together to the All-Star game, you know, on Air Force One in 2009 in St. Louis. And from what I understand, you know, all the people on the plane, nobody gave a hoot about the president. They all wanted to see Willie Mays.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, Mr. Obama knows who's number one.
Yeah, well, Willie Mays is one of those. I mean, I think he's like a stop in your tracks kind of guy. I mean, there aren't a lot of people really as long as we've been in this business, so you get a little desensitized. But I find that, seeing Sandy Koufax in person, Willie Mays, I mean, there's so few that you're just like, you just kind of stop for a second. You're like, okay, wow, like these are two of the greatest in the history of this game. And it's pretty cool to see them still around and present and being a part of baseball.
Yes. Very much so. He's an American original. Willie can't go anywhere without being recognized. It's even now, you know, it was that way when he played, and it's the same today.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I love covering like Giants, postseason games because they bring back, I mean, they have such an amazing history, and they bring back all of their living legends, and there are just so many of them, and I know that they understand how lucky they are, but those of us from the outside who may have covered teams that didn't have quite that history, it really is something special when you get to some of these cities like San Francisco and St. Louis, and it's just really neat to see all these guys, especially Willie Mays. So anyway, Chris, thank you very much. We will catch up with you at the winter meetings, and we'll talk Hot Stove then.
Sounds good, Allison. Thank you for having me.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.